destination, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Hour after hour, the giant blue streak speeds on through the limitless space like a brilliant comet toward Venus. There is civil war on Venus. A mad scientist, Gorg Zook, is attempting to overthrow the government. Already, he and his robos have control of the planet's largest city, Vintem. Yan's father is in danger of death. When Yan learns all this, he begs Rocky to return to Earth.
You must. There is nothing you can do for my father, Bokstar.
We might be able to help. He'll need every man he can raise.
I will not ask you to share the horrors of a civil war.
Before you say any more, Yan, know what our fuel is?
Sure, water pumped through an atomic pile.
And we intend to refill our water tanks on Venus.
Rocky, we might be able to...
And I'm facing facts. We've traveled nearly three quarters of our journey. Even if I wanted to return, I couldn't. We'd never reach Earth.
You are not saying this so that
I'm not trying to influence anyone or anything, Em. I'm telling you the truth. We've got to go on.
Well, in the words of the poets, you've blabbed a bib, pal. We die if we try to make Earth, and we die when we make Venus.
Pleasant thought.
I'm sorry, Em.
Oh, there's no use of being sorry, Em. It's not your fault.
Well, it's not anyone. It's just one of those things. Well, it's not a cheerful prospect, landing in the midst of a civil war.
You can say that twice times over. Well, reckon we've had it.
Oh, don't be so happy, Mick. We take a lot of killing. A few robots don't scare me.
Nor me, Anne.
Anne, there are thousands and thousands of robots. They are inhuman monsters who know no feelings.
You said they were radio-controlled, didn't you?
Yes. Gorg Dusk discovered many months ago that he could make them do anything he wished by radio beams. He is, of course, a brilliant scientist, and for years he has dreamed of ruling Venus. I warned my father against him, but Bokstar would not listen to me.
I'm rather keen to meet this Gorg individual.
Well, I'm not. His name's enough.
I pray that by the hour we arrive, my father will have defeated him.
What does he look like, Yan?
Oh, Gorg is of medium height, dark complexion with a little hair, and a rather flabby face. There is nothing unusual about him except his eyes. They seem always to burn with mad fire.
On the faraway world of Venus, Gorg Dusk is at that moment fighting to gain control of the planet. From the safety of a shelter, he is directing his robot soldiers. They're moving into position to attack a small hill. From that hill, guns belch forth death and destruction. His chief lieutenant, Joe, speaks to him.
You will need your in-arms, Tobagorg.
Joe, how many times have I said use the language we call Earthese?
Atemshita.
Do as I say, or I will find another chief lieutenant.
Oh, as you wish, Gorg, as you wish. It is just that I find it difficult to think in such language.
It is better that we do. Then our people around us cannot know what we say or what we can't do. It is a good idea.
Perhaps.
It is I, Gorg, who says so. It would not do to allow these Venusians who fight alongside us to learn our schemes of conquest. They would be afraid, Yo. They are always afraid. Yo, I would that all my soldiers were robots. They are wonderful. They know no fear. They will do my will without question.
Gorg, we lose many. The guns of Bokdar cripple lots of our robots.
The guns of Bokd will soon be silenced. Our little robots will have surrounded that hill by this. Within a few minutes, it will disappear and all on it shall be dead.
Well, then send the robots against the hill now. Their ray guns are too close to us for comfort.
I await a report from Lieutenant Bepp. He is to inform me when they are in position, then I will act. They will turn their cosmic ray guns on that hill and wipe out Vokdar and the remnants of his army. And I shall be ruler.
Gorg, you mentioned a little time ago of some plans you have.
I will explain them later. You would love them, you.
Robot era in there.
My little robots are in position. Yo, now we attack. Watch those in front of us through that observation panel. Yo, I move this knob here. They lift their ray guns.
It is amazing, Gorg.
I flick the switch, and lo, the guns begin to throw out their gas. Now I move this knob and they begin to walk towards the hill.
Gorg, it is frightening.
Only for those opposing us. See how the rays burn everything in their path.
The guns on the hills are quietening.
Soon there will be nothing there, nothing but dust.
Bokda and his men are running.
They will only run into another line of fire. There is no escape for them.
Gog, stop it.
I beg your pardon.
Stop the slaughter.
No. Why should I?
Those people on the hill are our people. Do not let your robots murder them. They will surrender now, I am sure.
It is too late for surrender. They had their chance earlier. They refused to listen to me. Well, Vokdar and his men will pay for it.
Gog, I beg of you to do as I say.
You seem overfond of our enemies, Joe.
I am only thinking...
Then do not think. Leave that to me. All on that hill shall perish. Perhaps that will show our people that I mean to be ruler of Venus.
Quickly, the robots advance on the hill, their cosmic ray guns spitting forth destruction. Gorg sits by his radio panel, laughing madly as the very trees disintegrate. Soon there is nothing but a mass of sand, and Gorg rules Venus. Some hours later, he celebrates his victory with a march past of his robots.
Look at my little soldiers. Joe, are they not wonderful?
They are victorious.
And always shall they be. With them at my command, all my schemes are possible. Do as I say, without question or fear. With armies of them, I could conquer the universe.
The universe?
Why not?
I have not thought of it, Gorg.
That is my dream, Joe. And we will live to see it come true.
You rule the universe?
Yes, me.
I suggest that you first wipe out all opposition on Venus.
There is no opposition left. Vokda is dead. I am supreme here.
You have no proof that Vokda is dead.
He was on the hill when we attacked, was he not?
That is so.
No human being could have lived through that attack.
Perhaps you are right.
I am always right. Vokda is dead, and I am ruler of Venus. Ruler. From hence I should be known as a king. King. Yes, it sounds better. Don't you think so, Joel? I owe my position to my robots. They looked well as they marched past, eh?
Oh, we lost many in that last battle.
Then replace them quickly. Have our factories work day and night. I shall build armies of them, ready for our next move.
You mean that soon we will attack the universe?
We will deal with it planet by planet. First, perhaps Mars, or the one called Earth.
Go, this is
Have I not door. Warned you to speak only to me in the language of the Earthlings?
Oh, forgive me. When I am excited, I slip back to my native tongue.
Then do not. It would be unwise for us to let others hear of my future plans. However, that is all for some later day. At the moment, we will celebrate the beginning of my rule as King of Venus.
Meanwhile, millions of miles away, the blue streak races on toward its destination. Hour after hour, day after day, Rocky and the others sit in the control cabin, wondering what lies ahead of them in the strange new world of Venus. At this moment, Anne is talking of her father.
Daddy said again this morning that we should return to Earth.
Now, don't let's go all over that again, Anne. We decided days ago that we just had to fly on.
Look, fella, we got no right to poke our noses into that Venus crap.
Mitch, we've no choice in the matter.
Yeah, we might get ourselves hurt. Wars are no kindergarten stuff, especially civil wars. Then you agree we're nuts, Jan?
I am afraid it is too late to change your decision now, Mitch. We haven't the fuel to return to Earth.
It's funny to think that I won't ever see the folks back home again.
Oh, Mitch, stop your nonsense.
Well, I'm sick and tired of sitting around twiddling my thumbs.
It won't be much longer, Mitch.
Oh, no, only a few more days.
Well, what's wrong with you?
Oh, nothing really, Ann. I just can't stick in one place for long. I want some action.
You'll get all the action you want when we land on Venus.
Yeah, well, I'm beginning to doubt we'll ever make it.
We will.
Yeah, but how? We can't get past the cosmic defenses.
That has been arranged by my father, Mitch. You remember his message? He said that we were to head for Redon. Evidently, he has organized a safe passage through the space stations directly out from that point.
Is Redon a city, Ann?
It is more of a large town, Rocky, in the south of our world.
Are we heading for this joint now?
We will alter course tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I still
no,
say to
Mitch,
me...
Mitch, go and have a sleep. Maybe that'll make you feel happier.
Yeah, well, I'd feel happier if I knew what was happening on Venus. I wonder what that Gord guy is doing right now.
Gorg, I would speak with you.
Later, your little...
No, now. I have news, great news. It is important.
Very
Very well, what is it?
Lokdian, as you know, is on Earth.
Did you interrupt my work to tell me that? Do not worry over him. He is no danger to us.
No? Gog, you have not heard everything.
Oh?
His father, Vokda, managed to send a spaceship to bring him back to our world.
So?
Our people might rally to a young leader.
Did the ship reach Earth?
According to my information, yes.
Then that swine, Vokdan, will return quickly.
So?
We must see that he does not arrive in Venus. Send us the space fighters. Have them destroy any spaceship that approaches our world.
His voice rising to a scream, Gog issues orders for the destruction of Yan. Panrocky and the others evade the space fighters. And what of Gog's plans for the conquest of the universe? Be sure to be with us for the next spellbinding episode of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.